Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
97.1 FM Talk on demand audio.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No.
And now, Sue's News, sponsored by Mr. Appliance, speedy expert service, MrAppliance.com.
All right, I have to tell a story of what happened yesterday. Ooh. And it involves the mail, which has been a topic around here lately. Michael sent some money. He sent a check out to somebody in Priority Mail out to California. And he thought, okay, well, the guy got the actual envelope for it. You know what these look like, these rectangular things, Priority Mail. Opened it up, no money in it. It was a check, but it never arrived. So Mike thought, well, maybe I, you know, was stuffing envelopes and I just forgot, or I didn't put it in the right one. Maybe I mailed it off with my taxes. Maybe. Nope. Got a call from the bank. He canceled the check. He got a call from the bank yesterday that said, someone's trying to, they changed the to whom it was written to their name and tried to get it cashed. And thankfully, it was large enough that the bank called him and said, did you write this check to Jameel, whatever the name was? Nope. So someone had stolen it out of the package.
But are you saying the package then arrived, the Priority Mail arrived,
correct,
and it was sealed?
We don't. That part he doesn't know.
Okay. But it was empty.
It was, yeah, there was nothing in it. Because they had, but where did it happen? Did it happen along
right,
the way?
Right, yeah.
Did it happen when it was delivered? That's the kind of stuff we don't know.
Yeah, because you would think that would be, I mean, you can't automatically assume it's a United States Postal worker.
No.
But who else had it?
Right. Who else had it? And I don't assume that it was. Maybe it was delivered and somebody
got
it.
Well, somebody could have gotten it out of
taken
that guy's,
it,
yes.
And taken it and then, but there are so many issues now with just mailing things. It makes me nervous.
Yeah.
But that could have been the scenario where it gets delivered.
It could
and
be.
Then whoever is on the other end, somebody from their neighborhood or whatever.
But
yeah.
That person didn't just run off with it.
Oh, no.
They opened it,
left it in there,
closed it,
yes,
and then put it in the mailbox.
Well, that's why I'd like to know if it was sealed, because if it was sealed, that's telling you maybe it was an inside job.
Well, it would have to be, because if you were really going to just steal it, you'd just take and run, right? You wouldn't through the trouble of putting it, closing it, sealing it back up.
Good point, Sue.
That's crazy.
Does your brother want to write another check for any reason? Just send it. We can test this out and see how it works. You can
that was
send
Michael
it to...
instead of Jeff. I could have Jeff send us a check and see if it arrives. Maybe it'll do it from Houston.
This sounds like a case for... Who's the guy you like? The network announcer?
Yeah. Oh, I see him in my head. Keith Morrison.
Keith Morrison.
Oh, Keith right. Morrison. It was a lovely day.
What could it have been?
Or was it? Happy National High Five Day. Yes. Ooh. No one knows for sure when the very first high five happened, but the credit usually goes to former MLB coach Dusty Baker and his old teammate Glenn Burke. They were playing for the Dodgers 47 years ago in 1977 when they smacked hands during the last game of the season on October 2nd. In fact, ESPN did a whole 30 for 30 short on this thing. I love 30 for 30.
Well, those are great. They
and
really
I have
are.
Not seen that one. Yeah. Fans immediately thought it was cool. Dodgers embraced it as their official way to celebrate. And they have given us advice how to never screw up a high five. instead of looking, when you're going in like this, look at the person's elbow instead of the hand.
Oh, that's good advice.
And that way it will happen because your hand will automatically follow the elbow. And if you look at that, then you're not going to miss.
That's great form advice on the high five scene. It really makes sense when you think of the physiology involved there because it can be awkward, especially between two men doing a high five and then it kind of falls apart. But I'm going to challenge the timing on all of this, or at least the timestamp that you offered in the theory there, because it'd be hard pressed to convince me that there weren't a couple of cavemen back in the day that took down a saber-toothed tiger and they weren't high-fiving.
That's a good question. I mean, if a tree falls in the forest.
Right.
Yes, it may have happened before that. That's the first documented one. On this day in history, 90 years ago in 1934, the first laundromat opened in Fort Worth, Texas. And 58 years ago, this has music because it's my favorite. I don't care what happens. I always play it. In 1966, The Sound of Music won Best Picture.
Everybody sing.
Are alive with the sound of music.
If you don't like Julie Andrews, something's the matter with you. That's all I'm saying. It wasn't up for best song, but it did win in the sound category.
How was that not up for best
song? Right?
Okay, I'd like to see the other nominees that year.
And it also took Best Director.
What year was that?
1966, Fred.
Maybe there's a lot of Beatles competition there. So.
But in movies, though?
In the movies.
Yeah.
I don't know. I
don't know.
I should look that up. 58 years ago today. Okay, this is my favorite thing that comes out every year. But Uber released a list of, first they just said, here are 10 common things that riders left behind over the last year in an Uber. Okay, clothing and luggage and headphones and wallets. Okay, that's great. But my favorite is always their list of some of the weird things people left behind over the past year. Here we go. Here are some of the oddest things people have left in Ubers over the past year. A frontal hair toupee. Two containers with spiders in them, a tray of meat pie, a ceramic cat, a jar of oysters, a candle that says, see you in court, a live pet turtle, a burrito steamer, a fake butt, a paternity test, and a WWE championship belt, and finally, a, quote, large sticker with a dancing cartoon cat that says Spanky Fest on it. And there you have it.
I bet you could do hours and hours from Uber drivers and the stories that they tell. And whenever I'm in an Uber, I kind of try to, sometimes I don't want to talk, but if there is someone that's in the mood to chat and I'm in the mood to chat, you ask them for crazy stories. And in Vegas, you get some real doozies.
Oh, I can only imagine.
There's a lot of vomit involved in Vegas as well. By the way, I do have the answer to the song question if you'd like me to share.
Oh, yes, please. What was
it? So here were the nominees in 1966. The winner was The Sandpiper, which was from The Shadow of Your Smile. Cat Ballou was nominated from The Ballad of Cat Ballou. The Umbrellas of Cherbourg, which was, I have no idea. What are the movies involved here? The Great Race, which was Henry Mancini. And then What's New Pussycat was.
Oh, did that win?
Burt Bacharach. No, it was The Sandpiper that won.
Oh, The Sandpiper. Oh, that's so
music
well known.
Music by Johnny Mandel, lyrics by Paul Francis Webster.
Johnny Mandel.
But it did win everything else that year, it seems.
Well, that's fair. This is a cute story of the day. Production of Law & Order SVU was halted for about 20 minutes while Mariska Hargitay helped a little girl find her mother. The little girl got separated from her mom, and she approached Mariska on the set asking for help because she saw the badge and thought she was a real police officer.
So she
walked up and said, "Can you help me find my mom?" And they stopped production, and 20 minutes later, they found mom and everything was fine and they started it again. I just thought that was so cute.
And you of course, you always kind of harken back. You remember who her mother and father were, Jane Mansfield. And
I can't think of his, Mickey Hargitay.
Mickey Hargitay.
Sue's News is brought to you by Mr. Appliance, speedy expert service. Go to MrAppliance.com. Okay, we're going to listen to this. This is today's random fact. Cher was one of the background singers for the Righteous Brothers on You've Lost That Love and Feeling. So let's see if we can actually hear it.
This is a good one. I don't know if I've heard this one before. Here we go.
You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it.
Here it is.
You lost that love.
Yeah, you can't
really tell.
No.
But that
That's why it's a random fact.
Oh, that love.
That's a good little nugget, though, Sue. I like
you
that
you can
one
hear
quite
the ladies before they go into the chorus if you want to listen back in your car when you can kind of crank it up. But I did that, and I still couldn't tell it was her. But that's it for Sue's News.
All right, wrapping it up here. We'll do it again tomorrow. Jane will join us in the 4 o'clock hour after the Reardon Roundtable. Coming up next, Mr. Kilmeade. We visit with Brian every week. We're going to do it in just a couple of minutes, talking about a variety of things, including crazy protests in Columbia University or at Columbia University today. And they actually, shockingly, made some arrests.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.